Thousands will travel to see today's total solar eclipse as it passes across northern New England. But for those staying at home, there may be a chance to see the rare event in high resolution, thanks to a 17-year-old eclipse chaser. WBUR's Max Larkin has more.
Milo Dantowitz has had eclipse fever for as long as he can remember.
Something that I almost compare it to is storm chasers. It's definitely a lot safer, but eclipses are so much rarer. It's like it's hunting rare game.
Milo's dad took him to see his first total eclipse in 2009 when he was just two. They watched from a boat off the coast of China. Milo talked about it for weeks thereafter. Since then, the pair have chased two more eclipses, in 2017 in Oregon, and again on the northwestern edge of Australia last year. This year, they're headed up to Burlington, Vermont. To be fair, Milo was born into this. His father ran a school observatory for years, and their footage of last year's eclipse was broadcast by NASA. But Milo would like the fever to spread to his classmates at Brookline High.
For the past couple of weeks, I've been mentioning it to as many people as I can. I really hope that everyone who wants to, and even people who don't want to, can have the opportunity to see something like this.
At first, Milo hoped to arrange a school field trip to the Path of Totality, but that proved impossible. Ed Weiser is Brookline High's head of science curriculum.
The thought of trying to organize one and get the funds, but possibly scrap it if the weather was terrible. Like, why would you go if it's going to be super cloudy?
Fortunately, the latest weather forecasts indicate clear skies, as Milo and his dad will go north alone. They're hoping to provide the next best thing to seeing the eclipse yourself. Ultra-high-definition video of the event in all its phases, real-time footage of the sun's fiery outer ring, to be projected on a screen in the school cafeteria, and to anyone else with an internet connection. Over the past few weeks, Milo has assembled a specialized rig, cameras and filters, and a computerized telescope mount. The images could be glorious, but for a high school junior, handling all that technology can be stressful.
I can't deny it's there. The hard part about this is that most of the difficult things have to happen day of or during the eclipse, but it's easily overshadowed by the thrill of getting to do this and be there again.
If all goes according to plan, his classmates and many others will get a chance to share that magic moment with him, even remotely. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.